This is in the volume 4, the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is letter number 1106, 1106. And this is dated on the 20th day of Tammuz in Tavshi and Aleph in Brooklyn, New York. Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe is writing it in Yiddish, this letter. And the Rebbe says, I was very happy to have the opportunity to get to know your two sons. May they live. They visited me. They made a very good impression on me. And I'm sure that when you speak to them from time to time a little more about Judaism, about the observance of the practical mitzvahs, it would have the right results. I mean, they would follow. It would also come in expression by them and their family members to get them closer to the Torah and mitzvahs even more than it is up till now. During our discussion, they related to me that you are suffering from the prostate and that there is an opinion from the doctor that it would be proper to make an operation. But you are not certain, you are thinking it over, that you're thinking that you're not strong enough to go through that procedure, that you think you're not strong enough. By me, the Rebbe says, I would suggest, he says, the way it seems to me, that you should ask the opinion from two specialists, and you should also express to them your own view, your own idea. And if they would decide that you should make the operation, you should do it in a good and auspicious time based on their instruction. And Hashem will give that it should all be going through with success, properly with success. You should have long life and good years. This means very simple, many good and calm years. But it also has a deeper meaning, that the years should also be long and good in the spiritual sense. That means they should be filled with Yiddishkeit for yourself, and also influencing others, especially and your children and grandchildren, that they should lead their homes and their lives on the path of the Torah and the mitzvahs. Amen. Rebbe says, now is the 3 weeks. This is written during the 3 weeks, which remind us the time of the destruction. So we also need to remember, that as the Gemara tells us, relates to us, that the main reason for the destruction is sinas chinam, is senseless hatred. So since we all wish and want and hope for the complete and true redemption very speedily, mamish, so we need to put special emphasis, efforts, to remove the cause that caused the destruction. That means that we have to put special effort on loving another Jew, of Ahavas Yisrael. Especially, this is connected to the Kohanim, to priests, which say in their blessing of Kohanim, they say, Levorech es amo Yisrael ba'ava, to bless your nation Israel with love. According to the way my father-in-law has transmitted in the name of one of the hidden tzaddikim, these words also have in themselves the meaning that you bless the Jewish people that they should have the measure of love. So it's not only that you have, it's not that the Kohen has the love, but that the Kohen is blessing that the Jewish people should have love in their hearts, that they should love, that they should have love to one another. And that should be expressed in practical matters, physically, and even more so spiritually. I hope to hear from you good news. And I ask to relate a regards to your sons, may they live. And I hope to hear from them also only good news with blessing.